tools you think you need to feel like a rat. Laugh when they shoot you, say please don't do that. Control the smile is getting bought. The solar garlic starts to rot. Was it for this smile life I saw it? Made it so, maybe not. Maybe so, maybe not. Maybe so, maybe not. Maybe so, maybe not. Was it for this my life I saw it? Control for smilers can't be bought. The solar garlic starts to rot. Was it for this my life I saw it? Was it for this my life I saw it?
good enough for you? Is it really fast enough for you? It's what I was afraid of. I stumbled into view.
The overhead view is of me in a maze. And you see how I'm taking a few steps away.
Yeah. curl for him. Stare up at the mountain and wipe away the beads of sweat that glisten on his brow. His tired feet were buried in the quagmire, and his bloodshot eyes saw all that lay between him in fulfillment of his vow. His fingers wrap around the knotted leaf and pull his body upwards to a sea green mossy boulder and drag his weary shit ass up the mountain.
Yours to seize and to obey.
stand here and pretend something strange is starting to happen out there in the crowd. The whole world, everything, something on my knees, everybody's starting to feel a little bit wobbly here. A little bit kind of loose. You can feel it, you know? Everybody's starting to feel a little looser. Sort of like you're turning into gelatin or something. Everybody's flesh is starting to slowly feel it. Everyone's flesh is starting to turn into softer and softer gelatin. It's sinking, and suddenly I see everybody out the crowd starting to slowly sink into a pile of goo on the floor. The whole audience, they're all starting to sink into a pile of goo, and then as we land down on the ground, everyone is starting to turn into liquid. That's right, we're all sinking back because people are made up mostly of water anyway. As we're standing here, we're all slowly turning into water and just dripping down onto the ground until there's nothing left except water all over the ground. All the people are gone, and slowly the water is starting to sink into the floorboards. And the water is sinking into the floorboards, but it's not really water, it's a little bit thicker than water, so it's sitting in sort of a congealed lump. And come with us now as the water is sinking down into the floorboards and down, dripping off the thing into the basement. Drops of water in the puddle in the basement. Now the water's starting to sink through it's sinking through the cement in the basement and it's going into the dirt. And we're all starting to sink. We've turned the liquid and we're sinking into the dirt. We're starting to get caught up into the ground. And the groundwater below, and little underwater streams are taking to us, and suddenly we find ourselves emptying out into the mighty Mississippi River. We're in the Mississippi River. We join with it. And the current is starting to make us go backwards and forwards. Whoa. And we're getting sucked down the Mississippi River. We're all going down the Mississippi River. As we go, it's getting bigger and bigger. Other rivers coming into it. Whoa, the wave, whoa, as we get bigger, it starts to get, whoa, it's bigger, and we're going farther and farther down, past through Arkansas, past Clinton's home and all that stuff, and he's waving for the, here we go, and we're going down, and suddenly we start to smell Cajun cooking, and all of a sudden we realize that we're going through New Orleans. We're going, and the next thing you know, then we empty out into the Gulf of Mexico. And we start to sink into the water. Sinking down in the water, somehow miraculously staying in one congealed clump of liquid. So we're all sinking down in the water, and as we sink down, we see a coral reef start to go by. And a big school of fishes coming up and sticking their noses at us, and underwater we're sinking down lower and lower and lower, deeper, and as it gets deeper it starts to get darker. As the water's going, it's getting darker, and all we can see is sort of a green haze. And now we're getting deeper and deeper and deeper, and we're so deep now that we're going by a big thing of lava coming out. You see red lava. And then
the submarine.
Red lava. Oh, a submarine goes by.
A big submarine.
We're sinking deeper and deeper as the submarine goes by, and the submarine starts to disappear into the surface, into the distance, and it's getting really dark now and cold. It's cold because we're so deep, and we're all liquid. We see a huge eel, a huge yellow eel coming out towards us in the surface. And the next thing you know, off in the distance, we see the mouth of a cave. And we're getting so cold now, we're so deep that we start to go into the cave. And we go into the cave. You hear the bubbles coming. We're in the cave. We start to swim upwards in the cave, trying to see where it's going to take us. As we get up higher and higher, suddenly we start to break through, and now this clump of water is floating on the surface of this cave, and the
it's this whole other place. And we step up on the shore, and as we step up on the shore, we all start to congeal back into human beings. And now a whole group of people is walking up on the shore of this cave, and they're walking forwards through the cave, and they start to see that the cave opens up into a whole different land. And there's green grass heading out in the distance. And we start to walk across the grass. The field's going on forever. We're staying together in a clump because it seems like there's a lot of people in the room here, but now that we're in this other land, it's so vast, it really doesn't seem like that many people anymore. So we're walking across this green field, and over in the distance we see our rhombus go by. And we realize that we must be in Game Henge. Somehow ended up in Game Henge. And as we walk slow, we walk closer, and we can't see anything because there's a huge forest in front of us. But luckily, as we're walking along, we see an enormous plank. And we walk up and we stand on the edge of the plank, and the whole group of people is now huddled together on the edge of this plank, and the plank is going up into the distance. And the plank is leaning over an enormous log, and we're on the end of it. And suddenly this mockingbird flies up overhead with a huge boulder. And he drops the boulder. Flying up into the air. And then we reach the top of the thing, and we start to fall back down again, and we're falling down, but suddenly our parachute's open. And now we're floating down over Game Henge. And now from up here we can see the forest going off in every direction over there. As far as the eye can see, a huge forest. The castle rising up out of the forest and evil King Wilson. And behind us, the green field, and over far in the distance of the other way, you see a huge mountain rising out of the forest. The biggest mountain you've ever seen. And we look closer and we see on the side of the mountain a tiny little speck. And it's a man, and he's climbing up the mountain. And we know that it's Colonel Forbin. And Colonel Forbin is climbing up the mountain to find the great knowledgeable Iculus. He's gonna go find the great knowledgeable Iculus, and Iculus is gonna send the famous mockingbird who just dropped the boulder on us to the castle of Evil King Wilson to steal the Helping Friendly Book, bring it to the lizard people of Game Henge, with thereby restoring peace and harmony throughout Game Henge once for all. So here he comes now, flying out of the sky and landing on Iculus' shoulder. The famous mockingbird!
Thank you. Screaming out with deadly icy calm. never been bad. It's summing up the moral seems a little bit obscure. Give the director a serving reflector, a hard ride to take her, a ramming reflector, a cushy inventor, a picture of nectar, a viral receptor, a homo collector. Give the director a serving reflector, a hard ride to take her, a ramming reflector, a cushy inventor, a picture of nectar.
Wow.
was late in the fall night at a fairground near town when Esther Fitz saw the Armenian man who groveled toward her and stood by his side with a bucket that swung in his hand. His grin stretched the folds of his pasty white cheeks, and his lips curled in dominant murk on the curb. And the lights from the ride showed a mischievous sparkle that flashed in his hollow-eyed stare. He said, "Little girl, you can chop off my legs and then peel off my socks if you want to. But I'd rather you took this old puppet from me that I hold in my pail as we speak." And he stood looking down at the innocent girl, and she stared at the bucket he wielded, till he lifted the doll for the young girl to see, and a giant smile grew on his face. She saw the doll's eyes and she couldn't resist, and she thanked the man quickly and ran to the church, and she burst through the doorway with puppet held high, and a hush filled the chapel and the people looked pale.
tumbled her through her till she landed in the nasty part of town. She glanced about the village, sure to find an evil man who robbed the village in the darkest hour of night. Nervously she fumbled for the pouch that held the pudding on her roof. Feeling quite outnumbered, Esther hid behind the nearby pile of lumber, where she waited till the dawn. Cause it would have been a blunder to succumb to a hoodlum on the prowl.
mountain, baby, where the people come free. Come from top of mountain, baby, where the people come free. Let's you believe it anyway. I was riding down the road one day, someone hit a possum. I was riding down the road one day, someone hit a possum.
Thank you. through a slice. Are they words or are they serpents that bubble through the ice? The source was quite invisible. The ever-present voice, while skating both legs, tracing different shapes, I made my choice. Mimicking the image in whose radiance I bask. I'm tied to him or him to me, depending who you ask. Nonetheless, reluctantly, reflections tumble in. I side with all the others, all the wrong side of the skin. He's falling on the ice and friends, the lunging and jumping air. He moves my eye to my surprise. He laughs and pulls out of my frown. My double wants to pull me down. Just in time, he's throwing several punches and he's blocking most of mine. Defeated now, I self-absorb and mud with throws of mice. Waiting, calculating till next he ventures on the ice. He's falling on the ice of grass. When he's plunging and joined me here, he meets my eyes to my surprise. Last pull that of my frown, my double wants to blow me down.
Jimmy is off to camp. Thank you. Wash your face and drop in the bowl. will take. So have a cup of coffee and get your way.
Your friend.